Public relations. That's what we, Agentur Strothmann, have been doing for 25 years for national and international clients from various industries. But what exactly is public relations? Which tasks belong to public relations? How does a company find a PR agency that suits it? These are just some of the questions we want to answer in our podcast series. Today we talk to Managing Director and owner Elke Strothmann about public relations, or PR for short. Elke, your agency is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Is PR from 1996 still the same as PR from 2021?
Well, I can clearly say yes and no. A lot has changed in terms of the way we work, but the goal of our work has remained the same. Maybe we should first define what PR is, so that the differences between yesterday and today become even more clear. What do you think?
Yes, of course.
Our job is to get companies into the media, to ensure editorial coverage. To do this, we define goals, communication goals. We look for the target groups. We set up strategies to make the company known and to create a positive public opinion of the company. So we want to create a better reputation, a better external image. So that means we do not focus on the individual products or services of the company, but primarily on the company and the management itself.
So, if I understand that correctly, it's about corporate communications, right?
Yes, but PR is just one area of corporate communications. One important difference between PR and other areas of corporate communications is that the core target group for us is the media and the respective journalists.
And what are the other areas of corporate communications?
In particular, marketing and advertising. These are both areas that want and have to sell. PR, on the other hand, aims to build awareness and a positive image. PR goes into depth, can explain, clarify, and create understanding. We want people to talk to each other to build a relationship. PR can have a more credible and long-term effect than advertising, for example. And unlike advertising, PR does not have to be for attention with short and concise statements.
What are the ways and means by which you conduct PR?
Well, as briefly pointed out before, PR's target group is the media. And therefore, the most important asset for us is the relationship to journalists. The aim is to get the media to report on the company. And for this, you can choose the traditional way through press releases, press briefings, and interviews. But most important, in the beginning, this also involves analyzing the company, finding the right messaging, and to research how and where these messages are heard in the media landscape.
And what has changed in this regard over the years?
When we started doing PR consulting in 1996, online channels were still of little importance. And social media was not even known. You know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, none of that existed yet. So we focused on newspapers and magazines. Today, as you know, the world of communication has become infinitely broader. PR is now additionally done via Instagram, blogs, and all kinds of digital media. And it's a challenge to reconcile all the different channels. So you need a clear communication strategy.
And why did you start this interview with stating yes and no as to if PR has changed over the years?
Well, the goal we want to achieve in 2021 is exactly the same as it was in 1996. Companies should become and remain visible, positively and sustainably. Oh, by the way, sustainable was also a term we did not know and use then.
Who are your most important contacts in the companies when it comes to PR?
On the customer side, it always depends on the size of the company. In the case of medium-sized companies, it's definitely the company management or the decision makers. The direct line is indispensable here. With large companies, on the other hand, it's usually the in-house communications department that we work with.
And on the other side?
Well, on the media side, it's journalists who work permanently for a newspaper or magazine, and freelance journalists who write for various media. Over the decades, I can proudly say we have built up a large network here with which we are in continuous contact.
Mm-hmm. You also work for international companies?
Yes.
Why is it important for these companies in particular to use a PR agency in Germany?
Well, imagine you have a company in South Korea. Let's take this example. And you want to enter the European market. You want to tell the German target group about yourself, make yourself known in Europe, and you want to start with Germany. Now, you can write a press release, which should at least be in English, and send it to different publications in Germany. Beforehand, you may have researched the media on the internet. But what do you think happens when such a release ends up in a German editorial office?
Since you ask it that way, not much.
Well, correct. As a rule, people click on delete, and that's it for the market entry in Germany. And this is where we come in. We get to grips with a company, we look at its goals and define its target group from a communication point of view. And we research for them who are the most important players for this company in Germany. And then we approach the journalists and tell them about this South Korean company. And in doing so, we embed the information in a context, we establish references to the German economy and to the German market. And we are available as interlocutors at times when editorial offices are working in Germany regarding the time difference. So the press release, which is then in German, of course, is just the icing on the cake.
I see. But in a globalized world, is it still important for an international company to have local support? Everyone speaks English, everyone can be reached everywhere and at all times.
Well, and everyone is also exposed to an incredible amount of information from the most diverse channels. And by the way, the fact that everyone knows English does not mean that everyone likes to deal with English texts. From our South Korean example company, we as a PR agency are therefore translators and mediators in several aspects.
How?
We filter, of course, always together with the customer, which information should reach which editorial offices and in which form, so that it generates the greatest possible impact there.
That means you have to know the customer's industry very well.
Yes, that is a prerequisite. That's our craft. We ask questions, we dig into topics and branches, we go into depths and combine what we learn with our knowledge of the media landscape and the mechanisms of solid PR work.
You gather a lot of information about your clients. Does that mean you only work for certain industries?
No, it's not exclusive. But we do enjoy working for companies in the financial sector. That's also due to my personal background. I've always had a strong affinity for the financial sector in particular. I studied it and I advised an American investment bank in their PR for 20 years. And we also have various international fund companies for which we work.
I would like to raise another point. Your agency combines PR with events. Why? Aren't they completely separate areas?
Thanks for raising this. Live communication, as it's also called, is enormously important for relationship work, certainly. You can communicate a lot via writing, video conferences, and telephone calls, which means at a distance. But we are firmly convinced that meeting in person, seeing each other face to face, being able to talk and laugh with each other, picking up vibrations from the other person, all this strengthens existing relationships and builds new ones.
Yeah, understood. I mean, we all experience in these days how much we miss interaction in person with others.
Exactly. And that's why events are a very important component of PR work for us and not a separate area.
Okay, thank you for the interview, and thanks for the little peek behind the scenes. We wish you and your team all the best for the next 25 years.
Thanks a lot.
Public relations is an extremely versatile and extensive part of corporate communications. So if you want to learn more about this wide-ranging topic, we highly recommend the other episodes of our PR podcast series. Enjoy listening.